Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Have you ever made a money mistake that you still regret up to this very day? Binabayaran mo pa yung utang at pagkakamali mo hanggang ngayon. If you want to make an informed financial decision in order for you to become wealthy and debt-free, this is the episode for you.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome to The Power of Financial Literacy. Understanding how to make informed financial decisions, this podcast is brought to you by, syempre, your pambansang wealth coach na si Chinky Tan. Kamusta na po kayo ngayon? Sana naman nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the importance of financial literacy and how it can empower and change your financial life forever. Let's get right into it. Alam nyo, ang financial literacy is the ability to understand and manage your personal financial situation. Kailangan po bago tayo mag-improve ang ating kinikita, ang ating buhay, kailangan maintindihan po natin ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng financial concepts. Ano yung mga financial concepts like budgeting, savings, investing, di ba? And growing your money. Financial literacy allows you to set and work towards your financial goals at the same time to be able to reach your financial goals in a faster situation. At lahat naman tayo gusto naman natin, bakit natin kailangan kunin in 5 years kung makukuha naman natin ang ating financial goals in 1 year? Do you agree? Ito naman ang mga consequence, no? Kung hindi tayo financially literate. Number one, you make poor financial decisions such as overspending and you make bad financial decisions. Malulugi ang pera mo kung hindi may scam ka. Di ba? I'm sure lahat tayo minsan na biktima na tayo ng pagbudol. Di ba? Lalo na pag ang bagong sweldo, no? Parang feeling natin, ang yaman-yaman natin, ang dami nating pera, nag-overspend po tayo. And not only that, pagka hindi natin alam kung anong diskarte tungkol sa pera, you may have a difficulty in really achieving your financial goals such as your retirement plan or if not naman, yung mga pagbili mo ng mga bahay, sasakyan. Di ba? Parang nagtatanong ka, ang sipag-sipag ko, ang tiyaga-tiyaga ko, pero wala pa rin nangyayari sa buhay ko. And then not only that, hindi mo mapagkasya ang iyong sweldo, thus pushing you to financial instability, stress, worry, and also getting into debt. Ang isa pang concern, no? And the reason why I can share all of these things with you, not only that I've experienced this, pero marami po kung kinakounselan, kinukoachan po, nahirapan po sila in terms of, yun nga, nagtatanong sila parati, ano yung pinakamagandang investment, not only that, ano pa yung magandang negosyo. So, in other words, kung hindi mo alam talaga paano humawak ng pera, paano magpalago ng pera, paano magmanage ng pera, you may experience stress and anxiety related to money matters. So, right now, ito yung biggest question. Chinky, paano ba ako magiging financial literate? The only way that you can be financial literate if you increase your financial IQ. Ano ibig sabihin ng financial IQ? In your intelligent quotient about money. Kasi may mga nagsasabi ng IQ, di ba? Yung in terms of EQ, emotional quotient. Tapos mayroon pa tinatawag na AQ, di ba? Adversity quotient. Pero pagdating sa pera, kailangan madagdagan ng ating financial IQ. And the best way, mga friendship, no, if you are following me, at paulit-ulit ko na sinasabi to na ways to improve your financial literacy is by education. When you talk about education, kasama na siyempre yun ang pagbabasa ng libro, articles, pag-visit ng mga website regarding finance, or if not naman, listen to a podcast channel just like this. Or if not, ang dami na kasing resources, no? Online and offline. Please, this is not an excuse for you not to say na hindi ko naintindihan eh. Uulitin ko lang. Ano yung mga financial concept na kailangan pag-aralan? Savings, okay, that's number one. Number two, pag-aralan mo, budgeting. O, importante po yung budgeting. Create a budget. One of the most important steps in managing your money is doing it. This will help you to understand where your money is going in order for you to know where you are heading. Again, there are only two financial directions that you can go. Financial freedom and financial disaster. Di mo ba napapansin kung may pera ka, may pera kung walang pera, wala ka talagang pera. And I always tell people, it's either you manage your money or money will manage you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
The third thing, okay, ang importante para ma-increase ang ating financial IQ is to learn how to start savings and investing. Savings and investings are essential. No? Bakit po? Pag hindi ka nakakaipon, wala ka pang invest. Agree? Kaya nga, mga friendship pa, mga iponaryo, sikapin po natin maghanap tayo ng pamamaraan kung paano tayo makakaipon ng pera on a regular basis. Dapat automatic yan on a monthly basis priority natin. Let us set aside a portion of our paycheck and consider different type of what? Investment. Ang dami pong investment ngayon. As a matter of fact, ngayon, as low as 50 pesos to 1,000 pesos, you can already invest. 50 pesos local funds, 1,000 pesos international funds. Saan yan, Chinky? Eh kung may GCash ka nga, eh, di ba? May G-Invest doon. So i-check out mo yun, di ba? Meron dyan, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. Ang dami po. Para sa mga tao naman medyo may pera ng konti, you can consider the stock market. Para sa mga taong talagang nakaipon, alam mo, the best investment for me, I don't want to be biased, but personal choice ko lang to, real estate. And then the next thing that you should also learn is learn how to get into good credit. When you say good credit, good debt. Ang kagandahan po kasi ng magandang utang is you will be able to borrow money in order to make more money. And that is what most business people are doing. Kunyari, may credit card ka. Okay. So right now, this is the only time that I will endorse a credit card debt. Let's say if you are a photographer, or let's say you are a graphic artist, video editor, or let's say writer, or personal VA, virtual assistant. Alam mo kung kailangan mo mangutang to buy a camera, a laptop, no? Para mag-upgrade ka lang, do it. Bakit? Credit card charges you 3.5% per month. But if you charge your customer 30% in terms of profit, you can pay the 3.5, you still earn 26.5%. And in due time, mababayaran mo na agad yung credit card debt mo, mawawipe out mo na yung utang na 3.5%. Agree? And another way to really increase your financial literacy is to seek professional advice. Importante po yan. No? Like if you have specific financial goals and concern, hindi ka masyadong alam kung paano, please talk to your financial advisor. They can help you to create a very comprehensive financial plan and provide you guidance on investment choices para hindi ka na mahirapan. And last but not the least, ito lang encouragement ko sa inyo. Have a GLA attitude. When you say GLA, good learning attitude, keep on learning. Alam mo, ang personal finance and investment is a field that constantly evolved. Diba? Dati, ano lang, yung banko lang, deposit. Tapos time deposit lang. Tapos nga, nagkaroon na ng tinatawag na mutual fund, nagkaroon ng stock market. Ngayon, nagkaroon na rin yun ng cryptocurrency. Diba? Bago na naman yan. Tapos dati, web 1. Ngayon, web 2. Ngayon, web 3 technology na. Diba? Ang dami po. There's always something new to learn. So stay informed by reading the financial news, listening to podcasts of Chinky Tan, diba? Watching the YouTube channel of Chinky Tan, okay? And taking up certifications. Alam mo, mag-invest kayo sa sarili. Kaya nga guys, ito lang. Kung gusto mong tama ang diskarte mo pagdating sa pera, kailangan alamin mo, diba, the power of financial literacy so that you can make informed financial decisions. Para sa mga taong seryoso talaga, you want really to grow your knowledge about finance, I'm going to have a session this coming February 17 and 18. It's Juan Millonario on how to become the first millionaire in your family. If you're interested to make your first million in your family, just visit chinkshop.com, chinkshop.com. It's a website. At hanapin nyo na lang po yung Juan Millonario. If kung active pa po, and that's good. Kung hindi na active, ibig sabihin tapos na po yung session na yun. We hope you found the discussion informative and valuable and that you feel empowered that you can take control of your financial future. Remember, ang financial literacy is a powerful tool that can help you to change your financial life forever. Guys, for more tips and advice on how to improve your financial literacy and make smart financial decisions, please don't forget to visit my YouTube channel, Facebook channel, TikTok channel, and subscribe on this podcast channel. Until next time, as I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.